We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search isn't for a candidate at all. So stop your search and start matching with Indeed. If you need to hire, then you need Indeed. Indeed is the matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code MANIFEST to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code MANIFEST to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. Best. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I'm your host, Tori DeSimone, and I have to say, I feel so official right now. I'm not recording this episode for YouTube because, I mean, honestly, I look like such a freaking mess. I had hot yoga this morning, and now it's the afternoon, and I truthfully still have not showered since hot yoga, which is disgusting. But I will be doing it promptly after. Okay, let's be real. I have a couple errands to run after I record this episode, and then I'm going to shower. So I look gross is like what I'm getting at. But what I'm getting at even more is that I am so professional right now because I have like an official mic stand with an official mic, and I'm one step closer to my podcast studio being done. I'm so excited, and I could just sit here. Like, I feel like I have a radio show, you know? Like, I feel like I should be taking calls. Someone should be calling me, telling me that, like, their boyfriend went on a golf trip, and then he didn't answer for 12 hours, and then, like, they need advice, you know? Like, call in. I'll give you the advice. I feel so professional right now, and I'm, like, loving every single second of it. But nonetheless, happy Monday. I hope you guys are having such a great start to your week, middle of your week, end of your week, whenever you listen to podcasts. I appreciate you listening. I know it also gets a little like crazier around the holiday time to listen to podcasts. So the fact that you chose this one to listen to, I'm very appreciative of, and I thank you so much. With it being the holidays, all I want to do is talk about the holidays. And I did an episode like this in the fall called My Fall Bucket List. And everyone really liked it. And lately, I've really been in the mood of like, I don't want something inspirational right now. I just want to talk about the holidays. And I just want to listen to a podcast episode that makes me feel good. I'm also in this phase of podcasts right now. And I think I've briefly talked about this before on the show, where I'm just so over guests on podcasts. Meaning, like, obviously I just had Lily on and that was the best. And I loved having her on because she really is exactly what this show embodies. And like, she's so aligned with the show and like that I'm so about. But like, with other shows that I've been listening to, I'm just all about like the solo episodes. Like I just want to hear the hosts talk about something of their own content. Like, I don't know. I'm just so over everyone being an expert and coming on podcasts and just talking about their expert field. Like, I want to know more about the hosts and like more about their day to day and like their daily routines. Like, for example, like Jay Shetty has so much value and he has great guests, but I want to hear just Jay Shetty talk. And like, I could think of like Lauren and Michael Bostic, for example. I want to hear just them talk. Like, I just want to, and like, Girls Gotta Eat, I just want to hear them. Like, I'm just so I'm just over hearing guests on a ton of podcasts lately. Like, I just want to hear what the hosts have to say about life and like solo topics and stuff like that. So lately I've really been like searching for episodes in my feed that aren't with guests and that are about like holidays, that are fun, that are exciting, and that are just like cozy energy without an expert coming in telling me how to like reinvent my life or like why I need to take these supplements or how I need to work out or like all these sorts of things. Maybe I'm not making any sense. Maybe this is a hot take. It's not meant to be a hot take, but I think that's why like I love like 80/20 so much, because it's normally like just Lily and like the toast, like it's just them. Like, they don't really have guests on. Like, I'm just so into like the solo podcast era right now. And I'm sure this is a phase because I do find a lot of value in guests and there are some that like really draw me in. But there's also some like shows that stick out in my mind where I'm just like, I just want to hear what just the host of the show has to say about everything. Like, and there are like some shows that when they talk in the first like 10 minutes alone, I just listen to that. And then the guest comes on, I get off the show and I like listen to a different episode because I'm like, I just want to hear the host talk. So I don't know why I even went on that tangent, but today it's just me. Like normal. And we're going to be talking about the holiday bucket list. I did this in the fall. Everyone really enjoyed it. And I want to do it again for the holidays. Plus, this is like what I'm searching for right now. So I'm hoping that if other people are searching for it, or if I'm searching for it, other people are searching for it. That's my mentality at the very least. But I want to say a huge thank you to everyone that has purchased a manifest planner. The launch has been so incredible. I am so humbled and so honored to have so many of you guys order the Manifest Planner. I had no idea how many were going to sell. So I ordered like 1,000 in quantity and I had no idea if I would sell 10 or 1,000. Like, I had no idea. And I feel like I did a really good order for the first run. So I'm like pretty much on par with what I was kind of anticipating. Like, if it went well, I was like, okay, this is how I think it's gonna go. But at the end of the day, I also had like no idea whatsoever. But it's going so well, and I'm so humbled and I'm so honored that so many of you have purchased the Manifest Planners. They should be starting to ship out later this week. Yeah, I'm so excited. So if you guys want to purchase the Manifest Planner, it is a planner that I created with my own little two hands, all from my mind. I designed it, I put it together, and it's being printed in the US, and I am so over the moon happy about these planners. So that is themanifestplanner.com. You can purchase a hardcover of the Manifest Planner for $39.95. I also have 4 digital editions of the Manifest Planner that are dated. The dated ones start in January, so the new year, so you have the whole month to like stock up on them. They are also available on themanifestplanner.com or my Etsy shop, which is etsy.com/shop/themanifestplanner. So yeah, that is the Manifest Planner. I am just so honored and so humbled and so grateful. So it's perfect for the gift giving time. Not like I'm biased or anything, but if I were to receive the Manifest Planner as a gift for the holiday time, I would think it's amazing. It's a great gift for anyone in your life, for friends. If you are a mom and you're like, your son is dating someone, you want to get like your son's girlfriend something, but you don't know what to get her, I think the Manifest Planner would be something so amazing. This is great for moms, daughters, friends, girlfriends, students, like literally anyone would enjoy the Manifest Planner. And I love it. So Yeah, that's with the Manifest Planner. If you guys want to grab that, thank you so much again for your support. It's been truly incredible. So I know I'm like 2 weeks late to this, but I haven't talked to you guys since my Thanksgiving. So I hosted Thanksgiving this year and it was so much fun. I want to host Thanksgiving every single year. Like, I really had so much fun. So my mom and I cooked all day on Wednesday of Thanksgiving week, and it was fun. Like, I wasn't sure if I was going to love it or dread it, but I loved it. Like, I really enjoyed cooking. It did not take as long as I thought it would, and it was really therapeutic and really fun. Like, I'm totally in my cooking era. Like, tonight for dinner, I'm making Marry Me Chicken, which I've made before, and it's so amazing. So I'm going to make Marry Me Chicken and like this as like the main dish. And then on the side on TikTok, I saw like this creamy garlic pasta that I think would pair really well with the Marry Me Chicken. So I'm going to make that as a side dish and then green beans tonight. And I'm so excited. Later this week, I'm also going to do like a beef stew over mashed potatoes, because on Thanksgiving, my mom taught me a really good mashed potato recipe, and I'm like laughing about it. My mom and I just had so much fun cooking that Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and it was just like a really great memory to have with my mom, and I just had so much fun. So we cooked all day Wednesday, and then on Thursday, I taught spin in the morning, and there is something so different about stride in the holiday season. If you are new, Stride is my spin and fitness studio that I own. It has two locations, one in the suburbs of Philly and one in the Jersey Shore. And there is just something about the holidays at the studio that is just so much fun. It's like a whole different level of lively, and everyone is always just so happy at the studio. And I don't know, like, there's something about the holiday season that just rocks, and like, it really shows during this time of year. So it was really, really fun to start the day there. We had some clients make cinnamon buns. It was just so freaking awesome. And then I came home and I showered and got ready, and I wore sweatpants on Thanksgiving, which was super fun. Growing up, like, my grandparents would normally host Thanksgiving, and we were just not allowed to wear sweatpants. Like, we always had to like dress up for Thanksgiving. And then once my grandfather passed away in 2017 and the family started to like kind of like move, what I mean by that is like my sister now moved, like she lives in Idaho. Like, pretty much my whole family like moved out to Idaho except me, my mom, and my dad. So like, and that all pretty much happened after my grandfather passed. So once he passed and that whole family, like, we all moved out to Idaho, then Thanksgiving became like unconventional, because like, it wasn't necessarily like my grandparents hosting it anymore. Like, every year it's kind of up in the air, like, what were we going to do? And now this year that I hosted it, I was like, well, you can wear whatever you want. Like, if you want to dress up, you can, but you don't have to. So I wore sweatpants and it was awesome. Like, I did my hair, my makeup, and then I was just in sweatpants all day, and it was so freaking awesome. So yeah, then my mom and dad came over around like 11. It was me, my mom, my dad, and then my boyfriend and his mom. And it was just the five of us for Thanksgiving, and it was so fun. We finished the cooking. We went for a walk. We came home. We ate. The food was so amazing. I'm definitely going to host it again next year. I had the best time. But I know like next year I am going to make two menu adjustments. We never grew up having like mac and cheese at Thanksgiving. It just wasn't something that we did. And I see so many people have mac and cheese on Thanksgiving, and it is giving, to say the least. Like, I don't know why I don't do it. So I'm definitely going to add mac and cheese to the menu next year. And every year for the past, like, I want to say like 5 or 6 years, we've been making this vegetable dish where it was like either butternut squash or sweet potato. We did sweet potato this year, mixed with Brussels sprouts, pecans, and craisins in like a maple balsamic glaze. It sounds amazing, but every single year we're always like missing something with it. Like, every year we're just like, it's not really like hitting the way we want it to hit. So we'll try it again next year. And like, year after year after year, we just keep being like, it just keeps missing the mark a little bit too much. So I'm just going to nix it for next year and just do the green beans for next year. And I'm so excited about that. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search isn't for a candidate at all. So stop your search and start matching with Indeed. If you need to hire, then you need Indeed. Indeed is the matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I've been using Indeed for years, and one of the things that I love the most about it is that it just makes hiring really easy. So all I have to do is post a job description, and the candidates that match exactly what I'm looking for get sent right to me. So I don't have to filter through anyone that's like unqualified or anyone that isn't exactly what I'm looking for. Like, I get exactly what I'm looking for, and then the hard part actually becomes hiring the best person because everyone is almost overqualified for the job. So I really love it. I get to leverage over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day. So the Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. So from blue light glasses, strobe light therapy, to EMF management and circadian friendly lighting, Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly with maximum impact. One of my favorite products from Boncharge is their infrared sauna blanket. I loved sauning and I have for a really long time, but the problem is I always have to go to the gym and a lot of times I want a sauna at night when I'm cozy at home. I just don't want to leave. That's why using the infrared sauna blanket at home has been so amazing. This is a really great way to ease stress and unwind at the end of the day. It's also really good to detoxify and it promotes lower inflammation in the body, which is really, really huge. What's also really cool is that because this is a blanket, your head is out of it. So it's honestly, I find it's easier to stay in this longer. And because my head is out of it, I'm able to like read a little bit longer and my body still gets all the good benefits that I get while being in the sauna blanket. It's really easy to set up and it's also really easy to clean. It takes less than a minute to set up. It heats up really quickly and I can enjoy like a 30-40 minute session in the sauna blanket while I'm relaxing, reading, watching TV, meditating. While if I'm in the sauna, I can really only stay in it for like 15 minutes because it gets so hot and uncomfortable, but because my head's out, I'm able to stay in it longer, but I still get all the benefits of it. I just feel so much more relaxed after my sessions. I just feel really, really good. And I just love ending my night with a sauna. Boncharge ships worldwide in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket. They also have easy returns and exchanges, and they have a 12-month warranty. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
king. Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Okay, I have to be honest. As soon as I said that I was going to nix the Brussels sprout mixture that I talked about, I literally said it and I was like, I hope that's not like a word that is offensive. So I literally just now Googled, is the word nix offensive? And this is what Google says. Is nix a bad word? In fact, in many languages, nix serves as a slang. It is often used in response to something undesirable. I don't know. As soon as I said it, I was just like, wait, that didn't sound right when I said it out loud. So I just Googled it. This is like so like the epitome of, I don't know, like 2022. Like, what can we say? What can we not? You know what I mean? I don't know. So I just said nix. I'm like, I hope that's not an offensive word nowadays. According to Google, it's not. But as I said it, I was like, I don't know if that word is like, it just felt weird rolling off the tongue. So I was like, I have to Google it. Anyway. So yeah, I'm going to do green beans next year instead. And, but other than that, it was so good. Like the dinner was amazing. We also never have cream of corn at our Thanksgiving, but this year when planning the menu, my boyfriend was like, we need to have cream of corn. And I was like, okay. So we added it this year. So good. Definitely going to have it again next year. We made so many desserts and they remain untouched. Well, not really. Like all the cookies were eaten, but we made like these gingerbread trifles. I still haven't had one. They're in my fridge downstairs. Maybe I'll have one tonight. We made apple crisp. We got dessert or ice cream. We had so many desserts. And then by the time like dessert time came around, we were all so exhausted and full. Okay. Like we were tired and full. So like no one was like eating. But then right after dinner, we all like cozied up on my couch and we watched Christmas movies, which has been like my new favorite thing that my family started doing after Thanksgiving. Cause you know, like after you eat, especially like all the turkey on Thanksgiving, like you just want to take a nap and you're just tired and you just want to go to sleep. So that was us. Like we just all went over on the couch, fell asleep. We watched the new Christmas Story movie, which I never saw the first Christmas Story. So there was a lot of things that I didn't really understand that like my mom and dad were like, oh my God, no way. And I was just like, I don't get it. So I should probably watch the first one. And then we started watching that new show, The Santa Clauses, which I thought was going to be a movie, but it's a series, which is interesting. I wish it was a movie, if I'm being honest. But anyway, that was Thanksgiving. And that was my recap of it. And it was just so fun. And I am going to host it again next year. And the last thing that I want to say before I get into the holiday bucket list is that on Thanksgiving was my 90 day of no alcohol. And it's been so easy. I really love not drinking alcohol. I don't miss it whatsoever. My drink of choice was a drink of choice, a Negroni. My drink of choice on Thanksgiving was diet tonic water with lime and a splash of cran. Oh my God, it is so good. But I'm also in such a lime kick right now. It's unbelievable. Santa Cruz, this is the lime that you need to get. Santa Cruz lime concentrate juice. Oh my freaking God. So good. It's like, I swear to God, when I'm drinking water, it's half lime juice. I cannot be more obsessed with lime juice right now. And diet tonic, I feel like I just discovered like sugar for the first time. I'm so obsessed. It's so good. And I just got these great new glasses from Target that have thumb holes in them. And like a thumb hole really changes a glass. Like it makes it amazing. So I recently got these new glasses and they have thumb holes in them. And I put my diet tonic in it and then I drink it. And I just feel so bougie and so luxurious. I love it. So yeah, 90 days of no alcohol. Christmas will be 120. I think I'm doing the math right. Yeah, that'll be 120. And it's been really great. I don't see myself starting to drink anytime soon, but I also like don't think I'm going to write off alcohol forever. It's really easy for me not to drink. But like if I like one day I want to go to Italy and I just know I want to have wine in Italy. So I'm not saying like I'm never going to drink again, but I'm also saying that I don't feel any desire to drink. And especially like on the holidays, I know a lot of people like want to drink around the holiday time. But if you are curious about not drinking and feel like it's a hard time to not around the holidays, I have not found it any harder or any easier to not drink around the holidays. It's just another day for me and I've been loving it. So yeah, plus I don't feel like horrible the next day. Like I was watching a TikTok last night and it was a girl at a game at Zandra at the Ohio State game. And she was like just showing like a vlog of her day and she was drinking so much. Like by the end of it, I literally was like, oh my God, I can't even imagine drinking that much alcohol. I've never drank that much alcohol like probably in my life, and she drank it all in a day. And I'm like, I would feel so sick. Like, I don't know how people do it. So there are moments where I really don't envy people that drink. Like, in the moment, they look like they have fun. And then, like, fast forward 6 hours later, like, they feel awful or they're hungover. And I'm like, yeah, I don't miss drinking at all. So anyway, I am loving it. It's been super easy for me. And I think I will do another recap at 6 months. And if I make it to a year, I will do a year. But again, I'm not doing it for any other reason than I'm curious and I feel great. So I'll keep going until I want to have a drink. But that day has not come yet. So anyway, okay, let's get on to today's topic, which is my holiday bucket list. Number one on my bucket list, and these are in no particular order, is to watch all the movies. And I'm talking all the movies, like even the really corny, cheesy Hallmark movies. And I've never said that once in my life. Like, that's how we know I'm like so in my homemaker era. I'm so in my like, I don't know, like I'm just like a suburban housewife era and I'm living for it. Okay. I have never been one to want to watch like the cheesy Hallmark holiday movies because I'm just like, oh my God, they're so predictable. They're so boring. They're so lame. I was so boring and so lame for thinking that. The whole reason people love them is because they're predictable. They just make you feel good. Like there is something so comforting in watching a movie and knowing how it's going to end. Like that's why I typically watch the same like 10 movies over and over and over again, because I like knowing like what's going to happen and how they're going to end. And it's just very comforting. And the Hallmark holiday movies are exactly that. Super comforting, super amazing, and just super cheesy. Like I'm living for it. I'm just so obsessed. And you know what the movie was that got me started on this kick was the new Lindsay Lohan movie on Netflix. Obsessed. I'm obsessed. I was so obsessed with one Lindsay Lohan. It's being back on my screen, like acting like literally like she never even left. Like she is still, she has the same voice. And I don't know, maybe this is like weird, but her voice is so nostalgic for me. Like hearing her on The Parent Trap and then in Freaky Friday and then in this Hallmark movie or Netflix movie was so nostalgic. Like she sounds the same, she looks the same. I just love her and I love that movie. So it was really cute. I didn't think the guy was the cutest. Like, come on, like Lindsay Lohan, like she deserves like the best. But he was like perfect for the role. I just thought it was so cute. But now because of that, I want to like go back and watch like all the cheesy Hallmark holiday movies. And Peacock has so many like Hallmark cheesy movies. So I want to watch like one every single night as I go to bed. That was like amazing. I also want to go back and watch the Housewives holiday movie that Kyle Richards did last year, because last year I did not have this mindset. I was like, this is so cheesy. This is so gross. But like, Tori, like that's the point. So I want to go back and watch that movie and just get in like the best mood ever. Speaking of Housewives with holiday movies, I know Denise Richards is in like a couple of them. So I want to go back and watch all of the Hallmark movies with Denise Richards in it, which also side note, like what is going on with Beverly Hills? Like obviously we know that they're pausing their filming for a minute, but is like, who do we think the cast is going to be upon return? And like, is this the workings of Kathy Hilton? And like, she said she wanted to bring down Bravo. Like, low key, she is like she's really doing all this. So I don't know. I'm just so curious about it. And I want to know your takes on it. Anyway, back to the topic at hand, which is cheesy Hallmark holiday movies. Oh, I also watched that new movie. I forget what it's called, with Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds. Hang on. Holiday. Christmas movie. What was that called? Spirited. Oh my God. That was cute. That was on Apple TV. That was a really, really cute movie. It's also a musical, okay, with Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds. That was so funny. And it was so cutesy. It was a really well done movie. And that's also something that I've realized lately is like, if Hulu, Netflix, Apple TV, if these streaming services are putting out original stuff, I'm going to watch it because it's going to be good. I've never been let down by anything original series that Hulu, Netflix, Apple TV, anyone has ever put out, because like they are right up there competing with the box office, competing with cable, and they want their stuff to be good. So I'm always enjoying original stuff from streaming services, and I'm going to keep on doing that. So that's just like something I want to put out there. But anyway, I'm loving all the movies. I want to watch all the movies. I'm watching, like I said, The Santa Clauses. I wish that was a movie instead of a TV series, but that's fine. So yeah, I'm going to watch all the movies. And if you guys have any of your favorite movies for the holidays, let me know what they are and I will add them to a big list that I'm making. My favorite movies, probably The Santa Claus is my number one favorite movie for the holiday time. I just really, really love that. My second favorite is probably Elf, which how funny was it in Spirited when Will Ferrell like saw the guy dressed up as Elf and he was like, you look so stupid. Like that was so funny. And what else? Yeah, probably The Santa Claus and Elf are like my two favorite holiday movies. But I don't know, like these cheesy Hallmark movies are kind of making their way up on my list. I love them. There are so many good Christmas movies out there and so many more that are being released every year. Like last year we had Kyle Richards make a holiday movie, thank you. And of course, there's like, how can I forget about the classics like Home Alone or Deck the Halls. Like these are always so fun. Or like Four Christmases, that is a fun movie. When my mom and I were cooking, we watched Love Actually. Is that a holiday movie? Like, I think people categorize it with the holidays, but it wasn't too holiday to me. Anyway, I want to watch all the movies.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Number two on my holiday bucket list is to decor, shop, and decorate my home. I have tried like two or three separate times this season so far to go out and decorate my home. But for some reason, I am just not in the right mindset whenever I'm at the store. Like I'll get to the store and I'm like, I can't buy anything right now because I'm just not thinking right. Like my brain isn't wired correctly this morning. I'm just not thinking right. Like I'm not thinking straight. I can't buy a garland right now. So I don't know. I've like not really been in the mindset to go buy decor, but I really do want to decorate my home this year. I already put my tree up. It was up before Thanksgiving, which I loved. And I love having the tree up, like having the lights at night. I really miss it when the lights are down and it's like after the holidays, like I really miss the lights. So I love having the tree up, like having the fireplace on, tree on, and then a movie on, like ultimate cozy vibes, the best. So anyway, I really want to decorate my home more. I've been lugging around the same six, I'm not kidding, I literally have six Christmas decorations that I bought in 2016, and I've been lugging them from like in and out of storage units for the past 6 years. And it's like time for me to grow up a little bit and get different decor. So I am going to really decorate my home this year and spice it up a little bit more. The third thing that I want to do this holiday season is go to light shows. I love the light shows and I love holiday lights. I love everything. I just love this time of year, period. But there is something about the light shows that I'm obsessed with. And it kind of goes along with what I was saying with the Christmas tree is like when the lights are down and the holiday season is over, I really miss all the lights. Like I love how lively everyone gets during the holiday season. Everyone rallies together and everyone puts up lights. I want to see all the lights. So I love now that I'm like really in the suburbs, driving around and just looking at all the lights is amazing. But then there's also professional light shows, and going to a professional light show is so much fun. So I want to go to at least two professional light shows. I went to two last year. It was great. And I want to go to two, and I want to like drive around and just look at lights like at least twice this year. It just makes me really happy. It's a really easy thing to do. It's also a free date, and it's a fun activity. And also, like, if you have like a situationship for the holiday time and you want to like do something holiday-esque but don't want to like do anything too like coupley, if you're like in a situationship, just driving around playing music and like looking at holiday lights is so situationshipy and it's so fun. Okay, so you can do that if you just want to hang out with someone but don't want to be like overbearing and you don't want to be like, let's go on a date. Like, just say that you want to drive around and look at lights. It's like a really fun thing to do. You can do it single. You can do it in a relationship. Literally doesn't matter. But just driving around looking at lights is so much fun. The fourth thing that I want to do is go to festive holiday things. And this doesn't necessarily just mean light shows. Like, this is different than light shows. Like, for example, I live in PA, and outside of Philly, there's a little place called Peddler's Village, and it's like a Christmas village. And I think I'm going to go to it this weekend, actually. And I like something like that is really fun. Or one year I went up to New York City and we saw the tree, and then we like walked around. And well, I mean, I just wanted, this was when I was in high school. I think I was in like eighth or ninth grade. And the only thing that I wanted to do was go to the Mac store. So my family, I literally made my family like trek through Manhattan to go to a Mac store and buy makeup. So for me, that was a really fun Christmas memory. But it was like something like that, like going to see the tree light. Or in Philly, they set up like Christmas villages, and then you can go like ice skating and get hot chocolate and stuff like that. So things like that. Like, I want to do actual festive holiday things that are separate than light shows but are still holiday things. So I really want to do that. So I'm going to do that this year. The fifth thing that I want to do this holiday season is get thoughtful gifts. Now, I really want to give good gifts this year, and I want to give gifts that people will actually use throughout the entire year. And I also want to try and shop as small as I can, meaning small business. So obviously, I still am going to get like a few things from Amazon and like Ulta and Nordstrom and things like that. But if I can purchase stuff from small businesses, like, that is the way that I'm going about it. So like, for example, if I wanted to buy a curling iron, like a bioionic curling iron, for example, for a friend, I would, my first like shop that I'd go to is like a local hair salon and see if they carry the line of those curling irons that I want. It doesn't mean you have to like get like handmade DIY gifts from like Etsy to shop small, but like if you know like there's a product that you want, like see if a local business carries it and just help your local businesses. We've all had a rough 2.5 years, and the holidays are very heavily relied on, and it is such a great time to shop small. And it just, trust me, from one small business owner to another, it just really makes you makes your day. So I want to try and shop as small as possible this year and just give like really, really good, thoughtful gifts. Even if they're not like super thoughtful, like for example, like last year I got a pair of sneakers and I've worn them like anytime I need sneakers this past year, I've worn the sneakers that I got for Christmas. So like things like that, like even if it's not the most thoughtful thing, because like a pair of Nike sneakers is not thoughtful, but like they're very useful. And like every single time that I've worn them this year, I've thought back to how I got them for Christmas last year and who I got them from and stuff like that. So things like that really do make a difference. So like Philips Hue lights, like last year for Christmas, like we got Philips Hue lights and we use them every single day and they're the best. So things like that, that you can use every day and they just remind you of either the person that got you them or of like the season or the memories or whatever it might be, or just like, this was such a useful gift. I want to give people useful gifts. The sixth thing that I'm going to do this holiday season that I'm so excited about is that I am doing Vlogmas. So let me see what the calendar is. Today is December 5th, which means that I am on Vlogmas day 5 today. So you guys might already know that I'm doing Vlogmas, but I am doing Vlogmas. This is the first year that I've ever committed to Vlogmas. And I really am going to see it through. Like I am committed to doing it all the way up until Christmas and I'm going to do it. But this year I also wanted to mix in wellness. So it's almost like wellness, Vlogmas meets wellness. And I wanted it to be so that every day there can be like a challenge for me to do. And so that I don't just hibernate in my house, because trust me, if I did not have to leave my house, like I wouldn't, like I would absolutely hibernate in my house. So adding in like an element of wellness in there will make me get out of my house. And the mindset that I'm also going into with this Vlogmas, and I've learned this throughout the past year, is that when you are interested in someone's life, whether you know it or not, like the only thing you want to do is like watch them live their day-to-day life. And I think as content creators, it's so easy to think that people always want the most entertaining video, when in actuality, like for example, Kylie Jenner, if I could just watch like, this sounds so creepy, but whatever. If I could just watch like a live stream of her life, like I would. Like I'm just so interested like how she lives her day-to-day. Kris Jenner, how does she live her day-to-day? And there's some influencers that I think about that stuff too. I'm like, I just want to know how they live their day-to-day life. And that's really the approach that I'm taking for this year with Vlogmas. It's like, I'm not going to be doing like this overly edited thing where I try and do an activity every single day. Like I really just want it to be wellness, but then just like my life unfiltered and not incredibly edited, and just like a glimpse into like my day-to-day life. Like my life every day is pretty repetitive and pretty boring, but that's just because I'm the one that's living it every day. Like to an outsider, like they might love seeing that I just sit down at 2 p.m. on a Tuesday afternoon to record a podcast. Like they might be really interested in that. But for me, it's not so interesting because this is what I've been doing for the last 3 years, but to someone else, they haven't been doing it the last 3 years. So my approach of Vlogmas this year is very authentic, very like live stream-esque, and very wellness oriented. So, but it's obviously going to be daily videos on my YouTube channel, which is Tori Simone, if you guys want to go watch that and subscribe. But my wellness aspects in my Vlogmas this year is I want to do 12:30 every day. One, that's a good way to get me out of the house because I don't have a treadmill in my house, so I have to go to the gym and do 12:30. I want to do that just because one, it feels good to walk, and two, I just want a little bit of a challenge to get me out of the house every day. The second thing is that I want to journal every day, whether that's in the manifest planner and I just do the prompts, or if I feel called to like write things out, I just want to journal every day. The third thing is I want to have two full Stanley cups a day of water. I like I said in the beginning of this episode, and I'm obsessed with lime right now. So I like put lime in my Stanley cups and I am obsessed. Like I can't get enough, but I do not drink enough water. So I need to drink at least 2 Stanley cups a day of water. And I have the 40 ounce Stanley cups. So yeah, it's kind of a lot for me, but I need to do it. I really do. The fourth thing that I want to do is yoga twice a week. I went to hot yoga today. It was amazing. I felt so good. And then the fifth thing that I want to do in wellness is strength train twice a week. And that's just because you got, I've been talking about it a little bit lately on the podcast, but I really just want to get back into strength training for the purpose of strong bones and for the health of it all. So Vlogmas is the sixth thing on my holiday bucket list. And finally, the last thing on my holiday bucket list, number 7, is to host a Christmas party. And I'm doing this. I'm hosting a Christmas party with all of the Stride CIO girls this year, and I am so excited. I'm just excited to have like cookies, and we're going to do a white elephant and potluck and all of drinks for the girls, and super chill. I told them to wear pajamas if they want. Like you can wear anything that you want. Super chill. And it'll be good just to like see everyone home for the holidays and to just have people over at my house and have the house decorated and just be super cute. So I am beyond excited and I really, really can't wait. So yeah, I'm going to host a Christmas party this year and I'm so excited. So that is my holiday bucket list. I would love to know what you guys are doing. It's kind of a short list because honestly, it's already December 5th and like the holidays are, they come and go so quick. So I don't want to have like this overwhelmingly long list, but I definitely want to do all the holiday things that by the time the new year hits and it's like January 2nd, I want to like come on this podcast and be like, I did everything for the holidays. I'm so glad the holidays are over because I want to be totally holidayed out. Like I want to do it all this year. So, and I remember I felt like that last year, like at the end of the holidays, I was like, goodbye holidays. Like you will not be missed. And that's because I feel like I really did it up last year. And this year I really want to do it up. Everyone stay safe and stay healthy. I know so many people have the flu right now. I'm doing everything in my power to avoid getting the flu. And I'm really like putting it out in the universe that I'm healthy and that I am remaining healthy. I'm taking vitamin C every day. I'm like washing my hands like 50 times an hour. Like I am literally trying everything to not get sick this holiday season and stay as healthy as I possibly can. And I hope you guys are also staying healthy. And because trust me, I know so many people with the flu right now. Like it is crazy. Like this flu is running rampant right now. And this time last year, like over Thanksgiving weekend, I got really sick with the flu last year. So I know the struggle. Like I've been there during this time of year and I am doing everything in my power to prevent it. So I'm staying healthy. I'm manifesting good vibes out into the universe that I am healthy. Yes. All right, guys. So I hope you all stay healthy as well. Have an amazing holiday season. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope you guys are having an amazing start to your week. I already cannot wait to talk to you guys next week. Purchase the manifest planners on themanifestplanner.com. Perfect gift for the holiday. Whoever's on your list will absolutely love it. And yeah, guys, thank you so, so, so much. I will talk to you guys all soon and have an amazing holiday season. Bye, guys.